$5 gives you a ticket to our box of exclusive t-shirts and your first seltzer free. Now, this Saturday, we're serving up Bud Light Hard Seltzer. But stay on the lookout as the rotation of all our favorite seltzers will be making its way to our house all summer long. It's seltzer season, Tacoma, and the forecast calls for beverages and baseball here at our house. For more information, go to TacomaRangers.com. Friday night fireworks are back and more booming than ever. Join us Friday night at the park, where a dazzling show will be presented by Throwback. We're lighting up the sky and filling the South Sound air with the triumphant sound of pyrotechnics. All summer long, after every Friday night game, it's Friday night fireworks day. Starting our weekend with a bang.
Available at home plate portable every Wednesday. score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This season, we have created a brand new type finding building. With all new curated content, you won't need to look any further than the Team Stadium Concourse for some of your favorite ballpark foods. We brought back old classics like the hand-dipped corn dog, and welcome some newcomers like the jumbo baked potatoes. From soups, salads, and wraps to some of the best wings on the West Coast, we've got you covered. Head to the concourse to check out all of our new concession items.
Nationwide is a proud partner of minor league baseball.
When life throws you a curveball, Nationwide protects you not to out of the park. They really go to bat for you.
Those crimes are not fun to mess.
Join us June 1st for a night of food, fun, and baseball for our annual Tacoma Public Schools night at Team Stadium. All TPS students and children are invited to participate in our on-field pre-game parade. The Rangers will be wearing jerseys inspired by the winning design from the TPS Jersey Design Competition. Find our auction table that day to bid on tonight's game-worn jersey. Southtown sports fans, it's time for diehard fans to flock to our house. Join us on June 24th for the Seattle All-Star Classic Celebrity Softball Game. A gaggle of undeniably famous celebrities will take to the field for a home run derby, full softball game, and it's all for a good cause with benefiting local nonprofits and community initiatives. All the fun starts at 1 p.m. on June 24th, and tickets are available at wearetacoma.com. Nothing gets the conversation going around the old water cooler like a good deal. I'm crazy about saving money. And so are my friends, family, and co-workers around the park. If you're like me and mine, then you just love this now. With the We Are Tacoma VECU Team Store Discount, VECU members save 10% off all items at VECU in store during Tuesday games this season. That 10% applies to VECU, sweatshirts, beans. You get it. If you're a beans member, you're getting discounts on the dollar every time you shop at the beans or on the day. This should get them talking. Thanks, BBCU. Let's go over here and let Eagle Casino Hotel capture DC into the world's largest outdoor poker day for one day and one day only. Join us at DC Stadium Sunday, July 16th, where each suit for the desert park will be closing for up to a month. He stands on the inside of the park, and the action on the field could be big strong. Tickets for all of them are available at DC Stadium Boston or from around your job. Be sure to be a wild game. So stack your chips, cast your bets, and let's hit it big for Lucky Eagle Hotel and Casino, Aces and Young. Let me tell you, dads at Gene Stadium deserve the very best. Join us on Sunday, June 18th, to celebrate all of our dads with an all-inclusive Father's Day barbecue brunch buffet on our Michelob Ultra Launch Dad Party. Tickets are available at TacomaRangers.com or at the Gene Stadium box office. Cheers to you, Dad. The Tacoma Rangers are proud to collaborate with key corporate partners to raise funds for organizations doing great work in our community. Throughout the game, be on the lookout for double plays, strikeouts, home runs, and final victories. For every homer hit by a Rangers player this season, ProBet and the Rangers are donating Habitat for Humanity. After each double play made by our home team favorites, the Rangers and Canon Electric will each donate $25 to Step by Step. When you see a Rangers victor throw that third strike, know that the Tacoma Rangers and Fred Meyer will each donate $10 to Northwest Arc. And for each Rangers home win, Heart Services will donate $100 to the Wounded Warriors Project. To all our partners, thank you for your commitment to our city. It's time to announce the lineup for the visiting Sacramento River Cats, the AAA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. Batting first, center fielder, number 17, Luis Matos. Batting second, shortstop, number 49, Tyler Fitzgerald. Batting third, designated hitter, number 15, Colton Welker. Batting fourth, first baseman, number 7, Ford Crawford. Right fielder number 18, Clint Coulter. Batting sixth, third baseman number 13, Shane Mackey. Batting seventh, catcher number 28, Ricardo Hedemus. Batting eighth, left fielder number 16, Michael Gigliotti. Batting ninth, second baseman number 19, Will Wilson. Starting pitcher, number 23, Keaton Wynn. Mm-hmm.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers host the Sacramento River Cats in the opening game of a six-game series. We are halfway through the Rainiers' longest homestand of the year, the 12-gamer that began in fine fashion with the Rainiers taking 4 out of 6 from Las Vegas in the series that ended on Sunday. Yesterday was a day off in the Pacific Coast League. Sacramento spent it flying up here from their home. And now we get ready for game one of this six-game series between the AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and San Francisco Giants. Well, lots of news today with the Tacoma Rainiers and the makeup of the team as we had no shortage of transactions today. 7 moves affecting today's game with an 8th one in the fold. And we're going to get to all that stuff, but first and foremost, today's scheduled starting pitcher, Darren McCacken, got called up to the big leagues by the Mariners. So that left the Rainiers without a starting pitcher for today's game, which tends to happen a lot at the AAA level. We're having a bullpen game today, and making the start will be Ryder Ryan, normally a reliever. He'll make his first start of the year today. He's 2-1 with a 4.60 ERA. He'll be opposed by Sacramento right-hander Keaton Wynn. Wynn 0-3 with a 5.40 ERA. So Wynn on the hill for Sacramento and Ryan on the mound for the Rainiers. We're going to get you caught up on a litany of transactions when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Sacramento River Cats tonight. Opening game of a six-game series. Rainiers will be here all week through Sunday. Big crowds expected on the weekend, like we had this past weekend. Attendance has been really good lately. But there are tickets available. Visit TacomaRainiers.com. And it is recommended if you're thinking of coming out on Saturday or Sunday or even Friday night, maybe get your tickets ahead of time this weekend because big crowds are expected here at Cheney Stadium. Well, a big crowd of transactions today. Let's get you caught up on them now. We'll talk more about the reasons why later on. But just to run through it, Darren McCacken called up by the Mariners after the Yankees scored 11 runs yesterday. They needed help in the pen, so they called up McCacken. Juan Ten has been optioned to AAA, but he is not yet reported. He'll be here in the next day or two. Andres Munoz, the hard-throwing reliever, starting a rehab assignment with the Rainiers today. Adam Engel, major league outfielder, signed to a minor league deal. He is here and in the Right Ears lineup today. Colin Moran placed on the injured list with a hamstring problem. Jose Rodriguez, a sore shoulder. He goes on the injured list. And two pitchers are up from Everett, Matt Wilrott and John Creel, helping out the Right Ears bullpen. Now we are caught up on all of the transactions. We'll be back with the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Taking a look at the starting lineups. First for Sacramento, 23-28 under manager Dave Brundage. Luis Matos leads off at center. Tyler Fitzgerald bats second at shortstop. Colton Welker DHing. Ford Proctor cleanup, he's at first base. Clint Coulter bats fifth, he's in right field. Shane Matheny hits sixth, he's at third. Ricardo Henoves bats seventh and catches. Hitting eighth, left fielder Michael Gigliotti, and batting ninth, second baseman Will Wilson. Their pitcher is Keaton Wynn. For Tacoma, Dylan Moore leads off in left. Cade Marlowe bats second at DHs. Brian O'Keefe hitting third and catching. Mike Ford cleanup at first base. Zach Deloach bats fifth in right field. Adam Engel, new Rainier, hitting sixth at center field, batting seventh, second baseman. Kian Wong, Mason McCoy hits eighth at short and batting ninth, third baseman Cesar Hernandez. Ryder Ryan seems intent on starting this game early. We'll be back with the first pitch right after this.
Come on, everybody. Oh, yeah.
There's sweat that makes you feel good, and then there's the kind that's all wrong. A heat pump keeps your home cool and comfortable in the summer and cozy and warm in the winter, all while significantly lowering your energy use and your utility bills. How cool?
Yeah, one more time.
Is that? Don't sweat it. We make home improvements easy and affordable. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Right Ears Baseball. We're about ready to start this one, the Right Ears and the Sacramento River Cats. Right here's playing a bullpen game today. Darren McCacken, supposed to start this game, got recalled by the Mariners instead. And Ryder Ryan is the first of all the relievers who are going to be used today. Ryder Ryan getting the opening assignment. Luis Matos stands in for Sacramento, and the first pitch of the game is taken for a strike at the D's, and we are underway. Ryan's 2-1 with a 4.60 ERA and 14 relief outings. Right-hander in his first year in the Mariners organization, signed as a minor league free agent in the winter. His next pitch is bounced up the middle, diving and unable to get it is McCoy, and it gets through into center field. A base hit for Luis Matos to start this game. Matos, the 21-year-old outfield prospect for the Giants, bounces a single into center field, just beyond the reach of the diving McCoy at short. And now Tyler Fitzgerald will be the batter. Fitzgerald, right-hand hitter, hitting 302, three homers, 13 runs batted in. Ryder Ryan making this start. This is something he hasn't done in several years. Here's his pitch now to Fitzgerald, and it's up high for a ball. His last start came in a double-A game in 2019. He was with the Binghamton Mets. And he was facing, it was a road game at Portland, Maine, against the Sea Dogs. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, 1-1. And even that was a bullpen game that he started in the second game of a doubleheader. One ball, one strike to Fitzgerald. And Ryan's pitch is a slider outside, 2-1. Ryan working with O'Keefe behind the plate. The Red Ears with Mike Ford at first holding the runner on. Wong and McCoy up the middle. Cesar Hernandez at third base. Outfield is Dylan Moore on rehab in left field. Adam Engel in center and Zach Deloach in right. Runner goes, pitch is fouled away. Counts even 2-2. Wind is blowing in tonight at Cheney Stadium, and it's got some strength to it as well. Lights have been turned on. We've got mostly clear skies here. Some wispy clouds, though, overhead. Now Ryan is ready, and here comes his 2-2 pitch to Fitzgerald, and it is outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Rainiers playing Sacramento for their first time this season. Odd to not see the Rainiers' closest team geographically until this deep into the season. Runner goes, 3-2 pitch is bounced slowly up the third baseline. It's trouble. Hernandez picks it up but has nowhere to make a play. It'll be an infield single for Fitzgerald. A couple of ground ball hits for the Rivercats, and they are threatening in the top of the first inning. Two on, no one out for Colton Welker. Rivercats are 23-28 on the year. They were over 500, 20-19, and then they had back-to-back series against the league's two best teams, Reno and Oklahoma City, and they lost 9 of those 12 games, and that's the run they're on coming into this series. Here's a pitch up high to Welker for a ball, 1-0. Rivercats with the steady coaching staff, Dave Brundage returning as manager. And his coaching staff intact from last year. Here's a slider in for a strike to Welker. They've got pitching coach Garvin Alston, hitting coach Damon Miner, who's been with them for a long time, and third base coach Holbert Cabrera. One pitch is taken low and away for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Rainier's wearing the white jerseys today. White jerseys, white pants. Sacramento in black jerseys with the gray road pants. Now the 2-1 pitch is swung on and lined into right field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Fielding it on a hop is Deloach. He fires it in, and everyone moves up just one base. So Mato stops at third, Fitzgerald at second, and Welker's on at first. Three straight singles start off this ball game for Sacramento. A grounder that snuck through the infield. A grounder right up the third base line that went about 60 feet for an infield single. And then a solid line drive base hit to right. And Sacramento has them full for cleanup hitter Ford Proctor, left-hand hitter. And the pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Proctor hitting .226 in 43 games. One home run, 12 runs batted in. 1-0 pitch down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. So Ryan in a spot of trouble here. .20 pitch outside, ball three. He's pitched scoreless ball in his last four relief outings. A But right now, the bases are loaded with no one out, and it's a 3-0 pitch coming to Proctor. And this is high ball four, and that forces in a run. Mato scores. Fitzgerald takes third. Welker down to second. Proctor with the bases loaded walk. And it is 1-0 Sacramento. We're using the automated ball strike system today to call the pitches, so the challenge system is on the shelf until the weekend. And just straight up using the computer to call the balls and strikes today and tomorrow and Thursday as well. Clint Coulter now the batter from Camas, Washington. His first game as a pro at Cheney Stadium. And the pitch from Ryan is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Coulter was a Milwaukee Brewers first-round draft pick in 2012 out of Union High School in Camas. Kind of crazy that it took 11 years for him to have his first pro game at Cheney Stadium, but here it is. Next pitch down low for a ball, 1-1. Coulter hitting .231 with three homers, 28 runs batted in 41 games. Now the 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike two. So Ryan gets ahead of the count, one ball, two strikes. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Just got him with heaters, 94 mile per hour fastball to strike out Coulter, and there's the first out of the ball game. And now the second of the Rivercats Washington natives comes to the plate. Shane Matheny from Bremerton and Olympic High School. Left-hand hitter playing his first professional game at Cheney Stadium. And he lines one to first. It's caught over there by Ford. And racing back to the bag safely is Proctor for the Rivercats to avoid being doubled off. So a line out to first by Matheny, and that is the second out at the top of the first inning. Base is still loaded. Ricardo Henoves, the batter. And if Ryan could get out of this inning with just the one run scoring, that would represent something of a victory. He's got a chance. Pitch to Henoves is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. There's strike one. Henoves hitting .269 with two homers, 18 runs batted in. He's their catcher. Now the 0-1 is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Sacramento, by the way, starting this series at least, a little shorthanded with position players, just 10 position players on their active roster for tonight's game. 0-2 pitch is hit in the air towards left center, and over is Adam Engel for his first chance as a Rainier, and he makes the catch, and Henoves flies out, and Ryan escapes with just one run scoring, which I think is a positive outcome considering how the inning started. Just one run on three hits, no errors, and three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. Sacramento 1, Tacoma coming to the plate.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment.
you want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Well, Sacramento scored a run at the top of the first inning, and now the Red Ears come to the plate at the bottom of the first. It'll be Dylan Moore, Cade Marlowe, and Brian O'Keefe to face the Rivercats starting pitcher, Keaton Wynn, 25-year-old righty. And his first pitch to Dylan Moore is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Moore in his fourth rehab game for Tacoma, 4-for-14 at the plate. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. And he has played a different position in each game. And today he starts in left field. We've already seen him at second base, shortstop, and third base. Now he moves out to left field, just working his way around the diamond. Swings and misses at the next pitch, 3 pitches, and he has struck out, 1 away. So Wynn gets the strikeout. And now Cade Marlowe will hit. He returns to the lineup, missed 2 games when he had his back kind of tighten up on him while swinging on Friday night. So there's a strike to Marlowe. 0-1 the count. It was actually Thursday when he left the game. So he missed 3 games, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then back in there today. 0-1 pitch bounced slowly to first. That's fielded by Ford Proctor, and he takes it to the bag for the out, and 2 men are gone. Now Brian O'Keefe will be the hitter. Keaton Wynn, 25-year-old righty, 6'4", listed at 235 pounds. Rainier's facing him for the first time. Here's his pitch to O'Keefe. Swung on, broken bat roller right to Will Wilson at second base. He fields it and throws out O'Keefe at first, and the Red Ears are quickly retired on just 5 or 6 pitches here in the bottom of the first inning. 3 up, 3 down. We move on to the second. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Right now you're thinking, Comparian, never heard of them. We know. We also know that you have no idea that Comparian Insurance Agents are local and provide expert advice. So to help it stick, we're going to say local agent 4 times in the next 15 seconds. Ready? Go. Our local agents know you and your community. Our local agents offer insurance from top carriers. Our local agents have minty fresh breath.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com. Comparian Insurance Agency. Local agents. Expert advice.
And there's number 4.
2 guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same 2 guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
One nothing Sacramento. We go to the second inning. And the Red Ears are going to use a lot of pitchers in this game, and they've already made their first pitching change of this game. Rob Kaminsky in from the bullpen. And Kaminsky on in relief of Ryder Ryan, who went one inning, allowed 3 hits, 1 run. He walked 1 and struck out 1. So Kaminsky in from the pen, and he's ready to go. Here's his first pitch to Michael Gigliotti, and it is taken for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Gigliotti, the number 8 hitter for Sacramento, hitting .239 with two homers. And Kaminsky's next pitch is down low for a ball, and that evens up the count. This is Kaminsky's 14th appearance. He's 2-0 with a 5.51 ERA. 1-1 pitch is bunted out in front of the plate. Off the hill, Kaminsky picks it up, throws to first, in time for the out. Nicely played by Kaminsky. It was really more up the first baseline. Kaminsky had to move a ways to go get that ball, and he beat O'Keefe to it and then had to turn and throw to first. The fact that he was left-handed maybe helping him there to make the throw to first base while avoiding the runner. Gigliotti retired, one away. And now Will Wilson, the batter, right-hand hitting shortstop, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count, although Wilson's playing second base in this game. He's hitting .206 but leads Sacramento with six homers and has 24 runs batted in. Takes a strike, 0-2 the count. So no balls, two strikes. And now the pitch misses for a ball, 1-2. Rainiers have their manager back, John Russell, back in charge of the squad. He missed the last four games to attend his son's high school graduation. Now the 1-2 pitch down low, 2-2. The Mariners minor league field coordinator Lewis Boyd filled in for Russell, and the team went 2-2 while Boyd was here. 2-2 pitch is lined into center field, a base hit for Wilson. So he's aboard with a one-out single at the top of the second inning. Fourth hit already for the River Cats. And now Luis Matos is the batter. Luis Matos. Matos checks his swing and takes a strike, 0-1. We'll be talking about Matos during this series. He's a player to watch, just 21 years old, one of the youngest players in AAA baseball, and one of the Giants' top prospects. And he hits one sharply up the middle into center field, and there's his second hit of this game. Wilson goes to second and stops there. Matos is 2-for-2. Matos has a great ability to put the bat on the ball. He doesn't strike out much, and he just calmly served that pitch into center field. He now has had 54 plate appearances since being promoted to AAA and has only struck out twice. Not very PCL of him at all. A lot of strikeouts in this league. Here's the pitch to Fitzgerald, and it's in there for a called strike, 0-1. A lot of strikeouts, a lot of walks. Matos not striking out and occasionally walking. 0-1 pitch. Swung on, and that's lined into left field for a base hit. Coming in to pick it up is the left fielder Moore. Wilson stops at third, and three straight singles to load the bases. The second time the River Cats have done that. They did it with the first three hitters of the game. Three straight singles, bases loaded. They got one run out of that situation. Now they've done it here in the second inning with one out, three straight singles. Number three hitter Colton Welker is the batter. Wilson at third, Matos at second, and Fitzgerald at first. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch from Kaminsky, grounded to second, and it's fielded by Wong. Feeds McCoy for one, on to first for two. The Raiders escape the jam with a double play grounder. Wong to McCoy to Ford. Welker grounds into the 4-6-3 double play, and the River Cats do not score the top of the second inning despite three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
One nothing, Sacramento leads Tacoma, and we are going to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium in this opener of a six-game series between the Red Ears and the Sacramento River Cats. Mike Ford leads things off. He swings and misses, loses the handle of the bat, and it goes flying into the seats on the first base side, over the netting and up into the walkway between the box seats and the reserve seats. We hope everyone's okay over there. And Mike Ford with a very impressive bat toss. High velocity bat toss too. It got out there in a hurry. Really let it fly. Yeah, it missed all the people. Good. Mike Ford's getting a new bat out of the dugout. I hope that wasn't the bat he used yesterday. He had three hits and three runs batted in. Not yesterday, but Sunday in the last game. He's now hitting 304 with 12 homers, 55 runs batted in. Probably is the bat he used on Sunday, you know. Don't know why he would have changed it. Here's the 0-1 now to Ford, and it's a fastball that just misses outside. One ball, one strike. Next pitch coming down low. Keaton Wynn on the hill for Sacramento. Wynn's a good name for a pitcher, although he doesn't have any. He's 0-3 this year. Here's a fastball outside, 3-1. This is Wynn's eighth start and 11th appearance, 5.40 ERA. 3-1 pitch to Ford, and it's a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt, strike two. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff. Swing and a miss, strike three, 96-mile-per-hour heater, and down goes Mike Ford, and Wynn has his second strikeout. So one out, and now Zach DeLoach will be the batter. DeLoach hitting 297 with four homers, 399 on base percentage. 14-game hitting streak entering play today. And he swings and grounds one to the right side, over to scoop it up the second baseman, Will Wilson, and he throws out DeLoach at first base, and that is out number two. So here comes the first plate appearance for new Rainiers outfielder Adam Engel, the guy who was just signed and joined the Rainiers today. He began the season with the Padres, opened the season on their injured list because of a hamstring problem that occurred during spring training. right-hand batter. He swings and pops one up foul out of play. So he opened the season on the Padres' injured list, went on a long rehab assignment, and played for El Paso, including the series that El Paso played here at Tacoma in late April. So this is his second trip to Cheney Stadium this year, his first time as a Rainier. Now he swings and misses for a strike, 0-2. And then Engel eventually was activated by the Padres, gotten a few games coming off their bench, and then they designated him for assignment. He cleared waivers, became a free agent, and signed with the Mariners. He hits a grounder down the third baseline. It eludes Matheny and goes towards the corner, and Engel is going to end up at second base with what I believe will be scored a double. Adam Engel bouncing one down the third baseline. And, that'll be a double as Matheny had to range towards the line and try to backhand it, and he couldn't reach it. So Adam Engel with a two-out double in his first plate appearance as a Rainier and as a member of the Mariners organization. And he's in scoring position for Kian Wong. And here's the pitch from Keaton Wynn, and it is a swing and a miss, strike one. Engel's been in the major leagues pretty much since 2017 with the White Sox as a defensive specialist and good base runner, just a fourth outfielder, and a good one. As here's a grounder down the first baseline, diving stop by Proctor, and he feeds the pitcher Wynn, covering first base for the final out. In the second inning, nice play by Ford Proctor at first base for the River Cats. Tacoma does not score. They had a hit. They leave a runner stranded. We go to the third inning. It is Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
One nothing. Rivercats lead the Red Ears. We go to the third inning of play. Rob Kaminsky on the hill to work on Ford Proctor, and his pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Proctor walked with the bases loaded to force in a run in the first inning, only run of this game so far. Now, here's the 1-0 from Kaminsky, and it's low and away. Two balls, no strikes. First meeting of the year between the Red Ears and the River Cats. Last year, these two teams played 24 times, and Tacoma had the upper hand going 14-10. Here's a ground ball through the left side and into left field, and it's another single for Sacramento. Their seventh hit of this game, all singles. Proctor finds the hole between short and third. And now Clint Coulter is the batter. Coulter, right-hand hitter. Kaminsky with the pitch, and it is a swing and a miss, strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-1. 1-1 pitch hit sharply between short and third, and that's into left field, a base hit. Going to second and stopping there is Proctor, and that is the eighth single of this game for the River Cats. Two on, no one out for Shane Matheny. Now squaring around to bunt, pulling the bat back and taking it down low is Matheny. Mentioned Matheny went to, or he grew up in Bremerton, Olympic High School. He actually also played college baseball at Wazoo. So he shows bunt and pulls the bat back. 2-0 the count now. So he's still showing bunt. Matheny went into pro ball out of Washington State as he fouls one off now, 2-1. Drafted in 2017 by the Giants. Now the pitch is inside for a ball, and it hit Matheny, or he thought so, and the plate umpire Dane Pansack is saying, no, it didn't hit him. And Holbert Cabrera comes down the line from third to argue, and here comes Dave Brundage. This hit something. I heard it hit two things. I heard two sounds. That's what Sacramento heard as well. And I wasn't sure if it hit the bat and then the mitt or him and then the mitt. Brundage getting an explanation from the plate umpire now from as they're talking it over. Brundage is going to, well, he's going to convince the umpires to meet on it. And Brundage is satisfied just with that. He walks back to the dugout and let the umpires talk it over. Brundage, the Sacramento manager, managed Tacoma back in 2006 and was a Rainiers hitting coach here in 98, 99, 2000. The three-man umpiring crew talking this over. And they're having kind of a lengthy discussion about it. And what do we have here? A decision has been made. It did not hit him, they said. And thus, the original call stands. It's simply a ball on a pitch inside. So it's three balls and one strike to Matheny. Two on, no one out. And the pitch is swung on and popped up on the right side. Infield fly rule in effect. And it's a good thing, too, because Kian Wong didn't catch it. Not that it mattered, but the infield fly rule means that's an out. He moved over to catch it. I think he meant to catch it, and he didn't catch it. But it's an out anyway. It just goes to the scorebooks as a pop-up to the second baseman. Whoops. No big deal. Infield fly rule. That's exactly why they have the infield fly rule right there. Pitch to Hennepin is taken inside for a ball. Otherwise, if they didn't have the infield fly rule, the infielder, in this case Wong, could just let the ball drop on purpose and then get a double play because the runners can't run. They have to stay at their bases because it's a pop-up. And then once it hits the ground, you could easily just fire to third, then second real quick and get two outs like that. 2-0 to Hennepin is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. So two balls, one strike, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Counts even, 2-2. Now Kaminsky steps off for a moment. Bullpen game for the Red Ears. Ryder Ryan pitched the first inning. Kaminsky has now been in there for 1 1/3. Here's his 2-2 pitch to Hennepin. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. And the count remains even 2-2. Two-two pitch, outside ball three. Next pitch where the runner's going, swing and a foul at the plate, and it's still 3-2. So they sent the runners on the full count with one out in the inning. Dave Brundage managed teams always good on the base paths on this year's Sacramento squad. 48 stolen bases as a team and has only been caught 8 times. There they go. The 3-2 pitch hit in the air to left field. Backing up a few steps is Moore, but he's there. And he makes the catch, and that is out number 2. The runners retreat to their bases. So Henevess flies out to left. 2 on, 2 out for Michael Gigliotti. Gigliotti tried to bunt his way aboard last inning and was thrown out by Kaminsky. The pitch from Kaminsky is in there for a strike. 0-1 to Michael Gigliotti. One of a handful of new names on this Sacramento club this year. A bunch of players in their lineup who the Rainiers have never faced before, at least not in a Pacific Coast League game. As there's a swing and a miss, strike two. Some of the Rainiers players may have faced these players in the past in previous minor leagues. 0-2 pitch outside for a ball, 1-2. Gigliotti played double-A ball for the Giants last year. Their double-A team is in Richmond, Virginia, the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Two on, two out, one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is low and away for a ball, 2-2. Two-two delivery. Swung on, grounded to third, handled there by Hernandez. Throws across the diamond to first, in time for the out, and the inning is over. Two more singles for Sacramento in the top of the third, but they do not score. They leave two stranded on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
One nothing, Sacramento leads the Rainiers. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Mason McCoy starts things off against Keaton Wynn, and he takes the first pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. McCoy had the game-winning hit in the Red Ears Wild, the 10-8 victory on Sunday. Next pitch is down low for a ball. Red Ears were down 8-7 in the eighth inning. They had two on with two out. And McCoy lofted a three-run homer to left field. 2-0 pitch in there for a strike, 2-1. The Vegas series was really something. The six-game series the Red Ears played against the Oakland A's AAA club that ended on Sunday. Tacoma won 4 out of 6. There's a pitch in for a strike. In that series, the Red Ears won 2 one-run games. Had another game where they came back from a 10-run deficit and lost by one. They got 9 of the 10 runs back in one of the games. So here's a swing and a foul. Then they had the Sunday game in which there were 5 lead changes. I originally said 6 lead changes, but I asked some people about that. So now the 2-2 pitch was fouled away. I was counting the first score of the game when it went from 0-0 to 1-0 as a lead change. That's not allowed, I found out. The basketball people, they count lead changes. They're even part of an expanded box score. And officially in basketball, the first score of the game is not a lead change. So here's one outside to McCoy. So using that rule, we had 5 lead changes on Sunday. A remarkable game that the Red Ears won on McCoy's blast. 2-2 pitch. And that's outside, and that was not the 2-2 pitch. That was ball 4. So McCoy's going to head down to first base with a leadoff walk. And now Cesar Hernandez is the batter. Hernandez, switch hitter, bats left. Turning a throw to first and back in safely is McCoy. Hernandez hitting .263 with a .432 on base percentage, still fourth in the league in walks with 36 free passes drawn this season. Now, swinging a foul tip by Hernandez. Hernandez was a late add to the lineup. Jake Shiner scratched. He's had some back stiffness, and they just want to give him a little extra time to recover. Manager John Russell hopes that Shiner will be back in there by the weekend, if not earlier. 0-1 pitch with the runner going is down and in for a ball. Throw to second is not in time. McCoy steals second base, and that's his 13th steal of the year without being caught. McCoy puts himself in scoring position. Good throw from Hennevest, but McCoy had a nice jump and he was able to get in there head first with a dive. Next pitch to Hernandez, swing and a miss for a strike. Next pitch is swung on and fouled back. 1-2 to Cesar Hernandez. This pitch is high now. 2-2. Swing and a foul tip. Two balls, 2 strikes, 1-0 Sacramento. We're in the bottom of the third inning. And Wynn with his pitch, and this is down and in. Fastball at 96 on the radar gun. Full count, 3-2. Here comes the payoff to Hernandez. And it is popped up foul on the third base side, and that's out of play. Still three balls and two strikes. Once again, Wynn is ready with his 3-2 pitch, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. And that's the third strikeout for Keaton Wynn, one out in the bottom of the third inning. And now Dylan Moore will be the batter. So Wynn showing a good fastball this first trip through the order, consistently hitting 96 on the gun. Now Moore gets his second look at him. He struck out in the first. And the pitch from Wynn is inside for a ball, an off-speed pitch. Want to know the count. One-oh coming. And it is bounced towards third, picked there by Matheny. He freezes the runner at second base and throws to first and gets Dylan Moore for the second out in the bottom of the third inning. So Moore bounces out, and now Cade Marlowe is the hitter. Pitch to Marlowe is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch is hit in the air to left. This is carrying back as Gigliotti. He's at the track. He'll have room, and he makes the catch on the warning track. For the final out, Marlowe flies to left field, and that does it for the Red Ears in the third. No runs, hits, or errors, one man left, and we go to the fourth. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, we go to the fourth inning. Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing. new pitcher for the Red Ears. It's the rehabbing Seattle Mariner flamethrower Andres Munoz, who's been out with some shoulder soreness. And he is in the first game of his rehab appearance right now. And his first pitch to Will Wilson is a slider, swing and a miss, strike one. Munoz only got into four games for the Mariners this year, 3 1/3 scoreless innings before landing on the injured list. 0-1 pitch outside for a ball, another breaking ball. Couple of sliders right away for Munoz. Now here comes his 1-1 pitch on its way to Will Wilson, and it's a swing and a miss at another slider. 1-2. This is going to be a brief outing for Munoz. There's already activity in the pen behind him. This is his first rehab outing anywhere. He didn't go anywhere else in the farm system. Next pitch, another slider that is low. 2-2. Four straight sliders for Munoz. He has not reared back and delivered the heat yet. The righty with the 2-2 now, and that's outside with a slider, and the count is full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. And the payoff pitch is slider called, strike three, and down goes Wilson, and there's the first out in the top of the fourth inning, and Andres Munoz just threw him six consecutive sliders, all in the 85 to 87 mile per hour range. Well, one out. And now Luis Matos is the batter. He's 2-for-2 with a pair of singles, and there's a fastball at 99 on the gun. 1-0 the count, though. It was low and away. Munoz known for his triple-digit heat. And the 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss at a slider, and the count's even, 1-1. One 1-1 pitch coming, and there's a fastball low and away. 2-1, 99 on the gun again. Two-one pitch, fastball called a strike on the outside edge. 2-2. Scoreboard radar gun's giving some severe misreadings on Munoz's fastball, but we've got the Hawkeye system here in the booth. 99. On that fastball from Munoz. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. And there's another fastball fouled back. 2-2 still. Pitch coming. And it's swung on, hit in the air towards right center field. On the run is the right fielder Deloach, and he makes the catch with a little slide at the end, hauling it in for the second out of the inning. Luis Matos flies out to right field. That was a slider again from Munoz there, and a slider ending up in a sliding catch by Deloach. So two down, and now Tyler Fitzgerald is the batter. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off. 0-1 the count. Munoz ready. Next delivery, up and in. With another slider. One ball, one strike. Slider heavy. I've got him at 10 of his 14 pitches being sliders. Now the 1-1 in there for a called strike again with the slide piece. So one ball, two strikes to Fitzgerald. And the pitch is a fastball, a little bit high and away, 98 on the gun. Two balls, two strikes. Munoz with the pitch, and it is swung on and fouled off. 99 mile per hour fastball. So still two balls, two strikes to Tyler Fitzgerald. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off again. Another fastball, and Fitzgerald able to fight it off and foul it on the first base side. So still two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got it with a slider, and that closes out the top of the fourth inning. Three up, three down, two strikeouts, and Sacramento goes in order. Nice inning for Andres Munoz. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Progressive knows we're all trying to save right now.
Hey, at least we're still enjoying baseball on a Saturday night, right?
Even if it is T-ball.
Yeah, but tickets to the majors are just so expensive now. And who knows, maybe we're seeing a pro in the making.
Sure, in like 20 years.
How is he safe?
Boo! This ump stinks!
The ump is only 14. We don't really do that.
Oh, my bad. You're doing a great job, ump.
Progressive offers you savings without sacrifice. So save big when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
One nothing, Sacramento leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. And leading things off is Brian O'Keefe, and he takes a breaking ball for a strike. 0-1 the count. O'Keefe, Mike Ford, and Zach Deloach to bat this inning. Now swinging a grounder left side, ranging left and scooping it up is Matheny, and he throws out O'Keefe at first base, and one man is out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Rainiers have just one hit against Keaton Wynn. That was the double that Adam Engel hit in the second inning. Sacramento out hitting the Rainiers 8-1, yet it's only a 1-0 ballgame. Well, here's the pitch to Mike Ford, and he lines it right to the first baseman where Proctor makes the catch, and Ford retired on one pitch. Two down quickly in the fourth. Now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Now the pitch is going to miss for a ball to Deloach. 1-0 the count. One oh pitch coming, swing and a miss. Counts even 1-1. Now this one's a swing and a miss there. Strike two. Deloach grounded out to second base earlier. Now this pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three. And the Red Ears go down very quickly at the bottom of the fourth inning. Three up, three down. Fourth strikeout for Keaton Wynn. We move on to the fifth inning. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
One nothing, Sacramento with the lead over the Red Ears. We go to the top of the fifth inning. Colton Welker, Ford Proctor, and Clint Coulter to bat this inning. Red Ears with a new pitcher. It's Diego Castillo. And his pitch to Welker is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. So Andres Munoz, one inning, three up, three down, two strikeouts. 19 pitches. Now a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. That's strike to Welker. 1-1. Castillo in his 10th appearance, 2-0 with a 2.53 ERA. Trying to get his walks under control to make a return to the big leagues. He throws a strike at the knees, and the count goes to 1-2. Castillo in 10 2/3 innings has allowed only 8 hits, but he's walked 10, struck out 9. And there's a swing and a base hit into right field for Welker. The 9th hit of this game for Sacramento, all singles. Welker's 2-for-3 now, and Ford Proctor will be the batter. So when Castillo's been on the hill for the Red Ears, he's dealt with a lot of traffic, but he's got that veteran savvy and experience of all of his time in the major leagues. He has a knack for getting out of jams. He's good at it. Here's his pitch to Proctor, and it's taken low and away for a ball, 1-0. Proctor, left-hand hitter. And the runner goes. The pitch is outside. Throw to second, not in time. Stealing second base is Colton Welker. So he has his first steal of the year. And that takes the double play out of order. Proctor was thinking about bunting that pitch and took it for a ball. So runner at second with nobody out. Next pitch misses ball three. Rio pitch outside and low, ball four. So two on, no one out. As Proctor heads down to first base, he's already reached base 3 times in this game. Two on for Clint Coulter. Now the pitch is breaking ball inside. Swing and a foul, kind of a half swing by Coulter, and he fouled it off. One ball, one strike. To Coulter, batting with two on and no one out in the fifth. Time for our daily roundup of the Pacific Coast League. Of course, everyone was off yesterday, but a couple of notes from Sunday's games to pass along, as here's a fly to center. And there to make the catch is Adam Engel for the Rainiers, and one man is gone in the fifth. The runners have to hold. And now Shane Matheny will be the batter. Sacramento was playing first place Oklahoma City, and Oklahoma City beat the Rivercats 8-3 on Sunday for their 15th win in their last 18 games. Oklahoma City with a 7-game lead with 24 to play in the first half. First half champion clinches a playoff spot and home field advantage. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Matheny. Oklahoma City has a 7-game lead over Reno. Reno won at El Paso on Sunday, 15-6. 0-1 pitch in there for a strike. And Reno currently has Kyle Lewis on a rehab assignment. And the former Mariner and Rookie of the Year award winner had two homers and four runs batted in for Reno on Sunday. The 0-2 pitch misses for a ball, 1-2. Round Rock beat Albuquerque on Sunday 11-8, getting homers from a rehabbing Mitch Garver and also the veteran Rafael Ortega. Runners go, pitches a swing and a miss, and no throw by O'Keefe, but Matheny has struck out for the second out of the inning. A double steal, however. Welker steals third and Proctor steals second. So runners are at second and third with two down for Ricardo Henevez. Now the pitch to Henevez is stroke towards left center field. This is into the gap. It's trouble. It's going to get through and roll all the way to the fence. Welker scores. Proctor scores. Hit at second base with a two-run double is Ricardo Henevez. And Sacramento leads 3-0. Well, they stranded all these base runners the last few innings, but this time they get the two-out hit. Ricardo Henevez with the two-run double. 10 hits now for the Rivercats. That was their first extra base hit. And they have a runner at second with two away for Michael Gigliotti. Pitch to Gigliotti is in there for a called strike. Mentioned Round Rock beat Albuquerque 11-8. Albuquerque has lost its two top hitters to the big leagues, called up by the Rockies in the last week, including one just yesterday as this pitch misses for a ball. First, Nolan Jones got called up, and then Ellerice Montero got called up. Both those guys very productive when the Rainiers were down there recently. So here's a pitch outside to Gigliotti. Two balls, one strike. Next pitch from Castillo with a runner going to third. It's in for a strike. Throw to third base. They got him. O'Keefe firing down to Cesar Hernandez. And Henovez caught stealing for the final out here in the top of the fifth inning. Sacramento gets two runs on two hits. There were no errors and no one left on. We're halfway through it. Middle of the fifth with the score. Sacramento 3, Tacoma nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 3-0 Sacramento with the lead. Rivercats go to the bullpen as Keaton Wynn was impressive, but they pull him after just four innings. He allows only one hit, no runs, walked one, struck out four. Adam Engel facing the new pitcher, Tanner Andrews. And Andrews' first pitch is a fastball fouled away. There's strike one. Andrews 1-2 with a 5.76 ERA, making his 15th appearance. 28 strikeouts, 17 walks in 29 and two-thirds innings. Now the pitch is swung on and rolled foul on the third base side. No balls, two strikes. Two pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Adam Engel, and one man is out at the bottom of the fifth inning. So Andrews strikes out Engel looking with a breaking ball, and now Kian Wong will hit. Andrews, the first reliever used by the Rivercats today. They have a 12-man bullpen right now. Pitch is a broken bat grounder to first base, and it's fielded by Proctor, who takes it to the base himself for the out. And two men are gone to the fifth. And Kian Wong's going to need a new stick. His bat just broke into two pieces there. Mason McCoy now the batter. McCoy walked his first time up, one of two base runners that the Rainiers have had in this game. Now the pitch to McCoy is taken for a ball, 1-0 the count. One-oh coming, and it's a swing and a miss, and that evens up the count 1-1. This pitch misses now. Two balls, one strike. Swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. Ball three, low and away. Full count, three balls, two strikes. The payoff. Outside, ball four, and McCoy is on, reaching for his second time today. And now Cesar Hernandez is the hitter. Hernandez struck out his first time up, 0 for 1 today. Pickoff throw right away, and McCoy's back in. McCoy stole the base when he reached it in the third inning. And he's a threat to try to do it again. Now the pitch is down low for a ball. So 1-0 the count. This one misses ball two. Reiner's trying to break through with a two-out rally. They've been pretty good at the two-out rallies on this homestand. So here's one down low, and that's ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Three-oh pitch coming. Up and away, ball four. Back-to-back walks issued with two outs. McCoy takes second, and Hernandez heads down to first base. Two men on for Dylan Moore. Moore's been quiet so far in this one, 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground out. The catcher, Henoves, goes to the mound to talk things over with Tanner Andrews. Seven-year-old righty. Gets the signs from his catcher. Runners take the lead. And here's the pitch. And it is low and away for a ball. Want to know the count. Next pitch coming. Swung on and popped up foul. First base side. Proctor, the first baseman, over by the railing, but this is out of play. And we hope that guy's all right. Landed right on a young fan in the seats, and everyone's concerned now, and the play has stopped on the field as immediately there are people attending to him. Well, play is going to resume now. Pickoff throw down to second base, and that goes into center field. But, well, now a late break to third by McCoy. The throw to third, not in time. McCoy makes it to third base. Hernandez holding it first. An error will be charged to the catcher, Henoves. So runners at first and third now with two down. Getting the error for the throw into center field. And now they're checking on McCoy's hand. He seems to have injured his right hand. throwing hand. Maybe has a cut. I don't know. But they're going to work on that with trainer Eric Quinney, who's been suddenly a busy man in the last week or so, as there have been all kinds of injury issues that have started to crop up. And manager John Russell says it's kind of the norm for this time of year. A lot of injuries start to happen, smaller things. Start trying to give players some extra rest when possible. This case, though, McCoy's going to be all right. 1 ball, 1 strike, the count to Dylan Moore. Runners at first and third. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 1-2. So 1 ball, 2 strikes to Dylan Moore. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Moore strikes out, and that wraps up the bottom of the fifth inning. No runs or hits. There was one error and 2 runners left on base. We go to the sixth inning. It is Sacramento 3, Tacoma nothing.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the sixth inning. It's Sacramento 3, Tacoma nothing. Diego Castillo to begin a second inning of relief work. He'll face Michael Gugliotti, Will Wilson, and Luis Matos. Gugliotti 0-for-2 in this one, left-hand hitter, and the pitch is taken up high for a ball. He was at the plate in the fifth inning when the inning ended because Ricardo Henevez was caught stealing third. In a ill-advised attempt. Here's a pitch down and in to Gigliotti, and the count's now 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. Called a strike on the inside edge, and it goes to 2-1. This is the opener of the six-game series. Game two tomorrow at 6:05. The 2-1 pitch is bounced foul. Rainiers are starting Tommy Malone tomorrow against Sean Jelly. Now the 2-2 pitch down low, ball three. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him swinging, and one man is out in the sixth inning. Diego Castillo with his second strikeout of the evening. And now Will Wilson will be the hitter. Wilson's 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. Now the pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Now called strike. Rainiers are set to start Connor Wade on Thursday against Drew Strotman. TBD on Friday, because that was Jose Rodriguez's spot, and he landed on the injured list. So there's a swing and a miss, strike two. Manager John Russell just said that Rodriguez is having a little trouble bouncing back, and they think some rest will help him out. 1-2 pitch. Called, strike three. Down goes Will Wilson, and Castillo with back-to-back strikeouts to start the sixth inning. Two down, and now Luis Matos will be the hitter. He's 2-for-3 with two singles and a flyout. This 21-year-old was the only guy to make contact against Andres Munoz. Flying out to right. Pitch from Castillo is poured in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Next offering outside for a ball, 1-1. Next pitch, bounce to the right side, and that's going to get through into right field. Another hit for Matos, his third of this game. A grounder the other way. And that is the 11th hit for Sacramento, who leads this game 3-0 in the top of the sixth inning. Now Tyler Fitzgerald is the batter. Friday night, Sacramento is starting the 21-year-old lefty Kyle Harrison, who is considered to be the San Francisco Giants' top pitching prospect. He's been rushed up to AAA, and he is recording massive strikeout totals for the Rivercats. Here's one outside to Fitzgerald. And also very high walk totals, but virtually no hits against the guy. I'm curious to see him in person for the first time on Friday night. His stat line is bonkers. So there's a toss to first base. Harrison has pitched 34 1/3 innings. He has 61 strikeouts in 34 1/3 innings, but also 31 walks. Yet, he's only allowed 18 hits, and the league's batting average against him is 151. Here's a pitch inside to Fitzgerald. Two-oh pitch coming, and it is bounced foul on the third base side, 2-1. Next pitch with a runner moving is hit in the air towards right center. Engel and Deloach are there, and Deloach makes the catch, and the inning is over. Fitzgerald flies out. Castillo bounces back with a scoreless sixth. No runs on a hit and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Sacramento 3, Tacoma nothing.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is 3-0. Sacramento leads Tacoma. Rainiers hoping to break through onto the scoreboard for the first time tonight. They have just one hit through five innings. Cade Marlowe leads off the sixth. He swings at the first pitch, pops it up foul on the first base side. Proctor by the railing. Look out over there, and it lands in the seats out of play. Strike one. So 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses outside. 94 on the gun. One ball, one strike. Now this one is swung out in line to right field, but Coulter barely has to move to haul it in, just a step or two to his left towards the line, and he was able to catch that rocket off the bat of Cade Marlowe. One out at the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe's 0 for 2 with a couple of groundouts in the infield. Andrews with his pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch. Fouled off. Count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to O'Keefe. And the pitch is a called strike three in the bottom outside edge of the zone. And O'Keefe strikes out looking, and two men are gone at the bottom of the sixth inning. Now Mike Ford will hit. Now a swing and a grounder foul, first base side. Right here's warming up Nolan Blackwood in the pen. He'll pitch the seventh, it looks like. Now the 0-1 pitch to Ford is down low for a ball. 1-1 the count. One and one now to Ford, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Now a swing and a foul back still, 1-2.
Everybody lift your hands.
Now this one's down low. Two balls, two strikes. Now this one misses. There's ball four. Well, Dave Brundage is on his way out to the mound. Mike Ford stops to say hi to one of his former managers when they cross paths on the way to on his way to first base. That's it for Andrews. We've got a break in the action. New pitcher coming in to face Zach DeLoach. Looks like it's going to be left-hander Chris Wright. We'll be back in a moment. We're in the sixth inning. It's Sacramento 3, Tacoma nothing.
Come on, everybody. Oh, yeah.
There's sweat that makes you feel good, and then there's the kind that's all wrong. A heat pump keeps your home cool and comfortable in the summer and cozy and warm in the winter, all while significantly lowering your energy use and your utility bills. How cool,
yeah, one more time,
is that? Don't sweat it. We make home improvements easy and affordable. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Right here, so have a runner at first base with two outs. New pitcher for Sacramento, Chris Wright, comes in from the bullpen. 24-year-old lefty was the Giants' 12th-round pick in 2019 out of Bryant University in Rhode Island. And Wright is appearing in his 11th game for Sacramento. No record of 5.68 ERA. 22 strikeouts in 12 and two-thirds innings, but also 13 walks. Time called before the pitch. I think that was a pitch clock violation. Yes, it was a pitch clock violation. So that is ball one to Zach DeLoach. Now here comes the next pitch from the lefty, and it's swung on and grounded to the right side, and that's fielded by Will Wilson. He throws out DeLoach at first base, wrapping up the bottom of the sixth inning. So Wright throws just two pitches and gets the final out in the sixth. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. We've played six innings. The Red Ears need to get some runs. Our score is Sacramento 3, Tacoma nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our air wet vacuum sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the seventh inning. It is Sacramento 3, Tacoma nothing. New pitcher for the Red Ears. Nolan Blackwood comes in to pitch the top of the seventh. He'll face Colton Welker, Ford Proctor, and Clint Coulter. These are the 3, 4, and 5 hitters in the Sacramento lineup. First pitch to Welker is in there for a strike. Blackwood appearing in his 18th game, 0-1 with a 7.78 ERA. The sidearmer's next pitch swung on, bounced foul. There's strike two. So 0-2 to Welker. O-2 pitch outside for a ball, 1-2. Now a swing and a pop fly behind short. McCoy on the outfield grass lining it up, and he makes the catch. And there's the first out at the top of the seventh inning. Welker pops up to Mason McCoy. And now Ford Proctor will be the hitter. Time for our Mariner Farm Report. Rainiers were off yesterday. Double-A Arkansas was off yesterday. But the two A-ball teams were in action on Memorial Day. Here's a swing and a miss by Proctor, 0-1 the count. Advanced Class A Everett, they played at home against Hillsboro, the Diamondbacks affiliate in the Northwest League. So here's a grounder to second. That's fielded by Kian Wong. Little throw to first in time to get Proctor, and two men are out at the top of the seventh inning. And now Clint Coulter will be the batter. Nick Davila started for Everett last night. He made three solid starts for the Rainiers. And with McCacken called up today and Jose Rodriguez landing on the IL, he might be on his way back. I don't know. Sears a fly to right field. Going back is Deloche. Has room, and he makes the catch. And that's the final out here at the top of the seventh inning. Very quick inning for Nolan Blackwood. Three up, three down. We've reached the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium with the score Sacramento 3, Tacoma nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Seventh inning stretches come and gone here at Cheney Stadium, and the Red Ears coming to the plate here at the bottom of the seventh. They have only one hit in this game, trailing 3-0. Adam Engel leading off the bottom of the seventh in his Rainiers debut. He has the team's lone hit, a bounding ball double down the third baseline in the second inning. And the pitch is taken for a strike. And if he had hit that bouncer in the second inning, maybe a foot to the right, it would have been fielded by the third baseman, and we'd be in a different situation here with a no-hitter going for Sacramento. Here's a pitch in for a strike. It was that close to being a playable ball. 0-2 pitch on its way from Chris Wright. And it's a swing and a bouncer in that same general direction, but this time Matheny is able to get it, but he fires wild to first, and safe at first base is Engel. And he is on to get things started in the bottom of the seventh. Matheny deep behind the third base bag, fielded that, made the long throw to first. It was offline. Was going to be a really close play anyway. Engel has been credited with a hit, so it's an infield single for Adam Engel. And the Red Ears have their second hit, both by Engel. And he's aboard. Kian Wong now the bat. Wong's 0 for 2 with a couple of ground outs. Wright's pitch is a fastball at the knees for a strike. 0-1 the count. Up in Seattle, Yankees 7, Mariners nothing in the fourth inning. Now the next pitch is a fastball outside, 1-1. Logan Gilbert started for the M's today. They called up McCacken to serve as a long reliever in case something happens like exactly what's happening right now up in Seattle. So McCacken's probably going to get in the game. 1-1 pitch, swing and a foul back by Wong, 1-2. So instead of facing the Sacramento River Cats today, McCacken could be facing Aaron Judge and the Yankees. One, two pitch to Wong, swing and miss. There's strike three, and that's the first out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Mason McCoy now the hitter. Pitch misses for a ball, snap throw to first, and Engel gets back in safely. McCoy's reached base in both of his plate appearances in this game, drawing two walks from two different pitchers. That pitch was called a strike, though, by the way. Actually, no, it wasn't. It was a ball. Now the next pitch misses. 2-0 the count. Now the umpire is correcting the count, 1-1. The automated system that I have access to, the automated system had the count 2-0 for a minute there. Confused the robot umpire. The robot umpire confused itself, I guess. Next pitch for a ball, 2-1. Swinging a foul out of play. Counts even, 2-2. This pitch is swung on, hit in the air to right field, a high fly tight to the line. Coulter over, and he makes the catch, and there is out number two in the bottom of the seventh inning. McCoy flies out. And now Cesar Hernandez will be the hitter. Pitch is a swing and a foul tip. Strike one to Hernandez. Oh, one is fouled back. Oh, and two the count. Swing and a foul out of play on the first base side. Breaking ball down in the dirt. 3-0 Rivercats in the seventh. Rivercats with 11 hits to Tacoma's 2. Yet the Red Ears still very much in this game in the late innings. 1-2 to Cesar Hernandez. And right now with his pitch. And it's taken for a called strike 3. And down goes Hernandez. And that closes out the bottom of the seventh inning. No runs for the Red Ears on a hit and one man left on. We go to the eighth inning with the score, Sacramento 3, Tacoma nothing.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the eighth inning, Sacramento 3, Tacoma nothing. Red Ears bringing a new pitcher, Blake Wyman, in from the pen. Wyman relieving Nolan Blackwood. And the first pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. It's been a bullpen game for the Red Ears, who are on their sixth pitcher now. So the 1-0 is a swing and a miss. Blackwood with a good seventh inning, three up, three down. His lone inning of work. 1-1 pitch from Wyman to Matheny is a breaking ball down low. 2 balls, no strikes. Wyman appearing in his 17th game, 1-3 with a 5.48 ERA. This pitch is outside. Three and one to Matheny. Wyman's pitch is swung on and bounced back to the mound. Wyman has it. Little toss to first for the out, and one man is gone at the top of the eighth inning. Matheny bounces back to the pitcher, and now Ricardo Henevez will be the batter. Henevez at the two-out, two-run double in the fifth inning. Big hit in this game. Wyman with the pitch, and it's taken for a strike. Next offering outside, one and one. Foul back, one and two. Action in the Sacramento bullpen. They have a lefty loosening up. One-two pitch coming to Henevez. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Wyman got him with his fastball, and two men are gone in the top of the eighth inning. Michael Gigliotti now the batter. He's 0 for 3. Left versus left situation here for Wyman. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball. Next delivery, fastball for a strike, one and one. There's the slider for a called strike, one and two. One-two delivery, outside with a fastball. Wyman, a first-year Rainiers player, joined the Mariners organization mid-season last year and finished up the campaign with AA Arkansas. Been with the Rainiers since opening day this year. 2-2 pitch, bounced foul, still two balls, two strikes. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball inside. Count goes full, 3-2. Three-two pitch. Swung on and popped up left side. Hernandez with his eye on it, and he makes the catch in foul territory for the final out at the top of the eighth inning. Quick and easy, 1-2-3 inning for Blake Wyman in the top of the eighth. And we go to the bottom of the inning now. It is Sacramento 3, Tacoma nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is 3-0 Sacramento leading the Red Ears. New pitcher for Sacramento, left-hander Eric Miller. And Miller is appearing in his 10th game. No record of 3.00 ERA in 12 innings. First pitch to Dylan Moore is in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. He's in relief of Chris Wright, who went 1 1/3, allowed one hit, no runs, no walks, two strikeouts. Now Miller's 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a fastball. Count goes to 0-2. 94-mile-per-hour heater from the lefty. So 0-2 the count to Moore. And this pitch is low for a ball. Now Moore swings, and it's a high fly towards left center. Over is the left fielder Gigliotti, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out at the bottom of the eighth. Moore had the huge game for the Red Ears here on Friday night when he had three hits and drove in three runs, but now hitless in his last two games as he continues his rehab assignment with the Red Ears. Coming back from a core injury that has caused him to be out since spring training. Here's Cade Marlowe, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Reiners with just two hits. They've had one runner reach third base. It was after there were two outs in an inning. Well, one pitch hit for a strike. They've had six base runners total in this game, all stranded. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Marlowe, and two men are gone at the bottom of the eighth inning. And Brian O'Keefe will be next. You know, the Red Ears have not been shut out this year. It's true. They've pitched two shutouts, but no one has pitched one against the Red Ears. Pitch to Brian O'Keefe is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. And Sacramento has not pitched a shutout this year. Next pitch outside, 2-0 the count. Two-oh delivery is down and in, ball three. And there's ball four. Two out walk drawn by O'Keefe. And he heads down to first base. Rainiers are still getting their walks. That's five walks they have drawn. Now Mike Ford will hit. He's 0-for-2 with a walk in this game. Left versus left in this situation. Not that that bothers Ford much. And the pitch is taken down and in for a ball. He's hitting 289 against lefties, 309 against righties. It's a difference, but not a big one. 1-0 pitch coming from Miller. And it's down low. Two balls, no strikes. And the catcher, Henoves, goes to the mound to talk to the lefty, Eric Miller. Attendance just announced 3,608 tonight. We'll pick up for the weekend for sure. Two and zero, the count to Ford. And the pitch from Miller, breaking ball, catches the top of the zone. Count goes to 2-1. Two-one pitch, check swing, and he went around, says the base umpire, positioned out behind the mound. They appealed to him, and he said that he saw Ford go around with a swing. So the count's now even, 2-2. On deck is Zach Deloach. Ford's using his timeout. He's going to mentally reset here. I think he's a little frustrated by that last strike call on the check swing. So the count's even now. He's ready to hit. Two balls, two strikes, and the pitch from Miller is outside with a fastball. 99-mile-per-hour fastball from a lefty. Three balls, two strikes. And the payoff pitch, breaking ball, is high, ball four. So O'Keefe takes second and Ford down to first. Two on with two out. The right here suddenly have the tying run coming to the plate in the form of Zach Deloach. And the pitching coach for Sacramento, Garvin Alston's on his way to the mound. He's going to go talk things over with Eric Miller. So a little chat on the hill here. Deloach, as he enters this plate appearance, looking for his first hit of the game. 14-game hitting streak on the line for Deloach. Sacramento running through, making sure they have their defense aligned the way they want it. They have Deloach played to pole in the infield, and the outfield's playing medium deep. Deloach stands in. Miller's pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. The count. Runners take their leads at first and second with two away, and this pitch is down low, 1-1. Deloach came into play today hitting .297 with a .399 on base percentage. He represents the tying run. He's hit four homers this year, one of them against a lefty. 1-1 pitch on its way, and there's a pitch low and away, 2-1. So two balls, one strike. And there's ball three. Well, a walk would load him up for Adam Engel, who's on deck. And who is the owner of the Rainiers, only two hits in this game. Three balls, one strike to Zach Deloach. And the pitch is just a little low, ball four. Deloach will head down to first base. The Red Ears have loaded the bases on three consecutive walks with two outs. Angle is 2-for-3 in this game with a single, a double, and a strikeout. They're leaving Miller in to face him. Here's the pitch, and it's a check swing, and he went. That's strike one. The plate umpire making the call. Well, the 0-1 pitch. Down in the dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike. Tying runners on base. Red Ears trailing 3-0 in the eighth. One ball, one strike. O'Keefe at third, Ford at second, and Deloach at first, although Hummel's running for Ford. And the next pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike two. Well, 1-2 now the count, and the next pitch to Engel is a swing and a miss, strike three. Just threw a heater at 98 on the gun past him, and that wraps up the bottom of the eighth inning. Red Ears threatened, but they do not score. No runs or hits, no errors, three runners left on base. We go to the ninth inning. It is Sacramento 3, Tacoma nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, we go to the ninth inning. Sacramento 3, Tacoma nothing is the score. And the Red Ears go to the bullpen, bringing a new pitcher, Matt Wilrott, in from the pen. 25-year-old righty just joined the club today, although he has been summoned to Tacoma before and pitched in a game for the Red Ears in 2021 and also one earlier this year. He's kind of bounced around the organization. This is his second game for Tacoma. And he's also pitched in five games at Class A Everett, which is where he came from, and one game with a couple scoreless innings for AA Arkansas. Here's his first pitch to Will Wilson. It's a breaking ball for a called strike, 0-1. Wilrott allowed just one earned run in 6 1/3 innings at Everett in five appearances. Throws a fastball up high now, one ball, one strike. Now this pitch is in for a called strike, 1-2. Pitch outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Will Ratt, the Mariners' 15th round pick in 2018 out of Cisco College in Cisco, Texas. Throws this pitch into the air to right center. That's going to split the gap and go to the fence. And Wilson's on his way to second, and he will stop there with a leadoff double in the top of the ninth inning. Hit number 12 for the Rivercats. Wilson doubles to right center. And now Luis Matos comes to the plate where he is 3-for-4 today. Now the pitch swung on and fouled back. One, one now to Matos. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Matos may have foul tipped that. Either way, it's strike two. So no balls, two strikes. Runner at second, no one out. Will Rod is set. And the pitch is a swing and a foul. Almost got the on-deck hitter, Fitzgerald. O-2 again to Matos. And it is swung on, hit in the air towards left center, ranging over his angle. He's got it all lined up, and he makes the catch. Tagging at second is Wilson. He's headed to third. The throw is not in time. Wilson is in there with a head-first dive just ahead of the tag of Hernandez. So Matos flies out to center, deep enough to advance the runner. And now the Red Ears have to bring the infield in with a runner at third and one out of the ninth inning of a 3-0 ball game. Rainier's trying to avoid falling behind by another run. So they've got the infield in with Tyler Fitzgerald at the plate. He's 2-for-4 today, and the pitch is in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. Now. Next pitch from Will Ratt. Swung on, grounded to the drawn-in shortstop McCoy. He goes home with the throw and not in time. Sliding it safely is Wilson as O'Keefe didn't control the throw cleanly. And it is a 4-0 Sacramento lead. McCoy fielded this grounder, briefly lost the handle, recovered, but his throw home was a hair late. And then O'Keefe tried a sweep tag. And the ball popped out of the end of his mitt anyway, so Fitzgerald drives in the run, 4-0. Runner at first base with one out for Colton Welker. And Will Ratt's pitch is a fastball call to strike, 0-1 the count. Next pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike. Oh, and two the count. Now, pickoff throw to first and back in safely is Fitzgerald. Thank you. 0-2 pitch, swung on, hit in the air to right. Coming in on it is Deloach. He's there, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Welker flies to right field, two outs. And that'll bring to the plate Ford Proctor. So runner at first, two down for Proctor. And the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. In the bottom of the ninth, the Red Hares start things off with the number seven man in the lineup, Kian Wong, followed by Mason McCoy and Cesar Hernandez. Toss to first and back in safely is Fitzgerald. Hummel now playing first base, holding him on after pinch running for Mike Ford at the bottom of the eighth. 1-0 from Will Rott, taken for a called strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Now a swing and a miss there, strike two. Nice changeup from Will Rott. So one ball, two strikes, two outs and a runner at first. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Runner going to second. Throw from O'Keefe is too late. Fitzgerald steals second base, his eighth steal of the year without being caught. So he's now in scoring position, and it's two balls, two strikes to Proctor. Next pitch, misses ball three. Sacramento warming up Nick Avila in the bullpen. Three, two coming to Proctor. And now time called right when Will Rott was about to pitch. Here comes the 3-2 now. For real this time, I think. Yep, here it is. Down and in, ball four. Curveball from Will Rott that went down in the dirt. So Proctor walks, two on, two out for Clint Coulter, the Camas, Washington native, playing his first pro game at Cheney Stadium. One for four with a single today. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards left field. And Dylan Moore is out there, and he makes the catch for the final out in the top of the ninth inning. But Sacramento adds an insurance run, one run on one hit. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's Sacramento 4, Tacoma nothing.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/freechecking to learn more.
Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Sacramento 4, Tacoma nothing. New pitcher for the River Cats, Nick Avila from the bullpen to try to close it out. He's on in relief of Eric Miller, who worked a scoreless eighth inning with three walks and two strikeouts. So Avila in from the pen, his 20th appearance, 6-0 with a 3.51 ERA. And he's ready to face Kian Hoang. And Avila's pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike one. It's May 30th, so we're just about two full months into the season. And Avila, a relief pitcher who is, I mean, he's a relief pitcher. He's tied for the league lead in wins with six. So here's a pitch up and away for a ball. He's tied with Bradford from Round Rock, who is a starter and got recalled again by the Rangers, I saw. Now the 1-1 pitch is down low for a ball, 2-1. But Avila, six wins out of the bullpen to tie himself for the league lead. Two-one pitch, swing, and a foul tip. Two and two the count. Next delivery is a breaking ball hit in the air to left, tight to the line and shallow, and in comes Gigliotti, and in foul ground he makes a diving catch. Wow, the left fielder, Michael Gigliotti, came charging in towards the line, angling towards foul territory, and made a diving grab for the first out in the bottom of the ninth inning. So Hoang is retired. And now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. McCoy has flied out, and twice he has walked. 4-0 Sacramento in the ninth, and the first pitch from Avila is outside for a ball. Avila now with a 1-0, and this is hit in the air towards left center field. Matos on the move. He can't get it. It drops in for a hit. McCoy's digging for second, and he'll stop there with a stand-up double. Mason McCoy gives the Red Ears a little life with Tacoma's third hit of this game, a one-out double in the bottom of the ninth. McCoy's reached base three times today and now has hit safely in five straight games. That was his 10th double of the season right there. Now Cesar Hernandez is the batter. Switch hitter batting left, 0-for-2 with a walk. And Avila's pitch is a fastball called a strike. 92-mile-per-hour heater. 0-1 the count. Now a swing and a miss at a breaking ball there, strike two. The 0-2 coming. And it's down in the dirt. Wanted to. Avila now here is ready with the 1-2 pitch, and it's a fastball up high. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the 2-2. And it's swung on and ripped foul on the first base side. Hernandez out in front of that pitch. Still two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch, swung on and fouled away. Still two balls, two strikes. Reineers looking to string together some hits, maybe mix in a walk, get some guys on, make things interesting here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Now a swing and a bouncer up the middle, and that's going to sneak through into center field. And around third is McCoy. He's going to score. The Reineers will not be shut out tonight. It is 4-1 on the RBI single by Cesar Hernandez. The Reineers had not been shut out this entire season, and that is still the case. Sacramento has not pitched a shutout this entire season, and that is still the case. And now, if the Reineers can get one more base runner, they will bring the tying run to the plate. To the catcher, Anaves went to the mound to talk to Avila. Dylan Moore now due up. And the pitch is taken low and away. Moore hasn't reached yet today. He's 0 for 4. Now the next pitch misses ball two. Two balls, no strikes. So Moore ahead of the count. Now the 2-0 pitch. Hit in the air towards right field. And Coulter has plenty of time to get in position, and he makes the catch for the second out in the ninth inning. Moore flies out. The Reineers are down to their last out. Cade Marlowe coming to the plate. He's 0 for 4. There's the pitch from Avila, and it is down and in for a ball. Now the 1-0 is a check swing. He did not go around. Two balls, no strikes. Runner goes. Pitches down low. No throw by Henevez. So Hernandez takes second base on indifference. Three balls, no strikes to Marlowe. Rio pitch, called a strike, 3-1 now. Rainiers will take a walk. It'll bring the tying run to the plate. The Rainiers have Brian O'Keefe on deck. They'll take anything that gets the tying run to the plate. The 3-1 from Avila with two outs in the ninth is swung on and fouled into the seats right in front of the booth. And the count is now full, 3-2. Now the 3-2 is on its way with two down in the ninth, and it's a called strike three on the inside edge, and that is the final out of the game. Marlowe thought it was inside, but the automated system said that it caught the inside edge of the strike zone, and Marlowe is struck out for the final out of this one. Wow. Marlowe was moving like he was going to first base, thinking that he had drawn a walk there, but instead it is the final out. Sacramento takes the game 4-1, the final in the opening game of this six-game series. Rainiers had just four hits today. It's hard to win in the PCO with just four hits. And the Rainiers fall to 25-27 on the year, dropping this series opener. We'll recap today's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard and the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, Sacramento takes the opener 4-1, and kind of a blah game for the Rainiers, who had very little in the way of offense in this one and didn't even score a run until the ninth inning today and had just four hits total. Sacramento taking it 4-1. All the excitement was before the game with all the roster moves. Seven roster moves today, including Darren McCacken, who was supposed to start for the Rainiers today. Instead, he got called up by the Mariners, and in fact, he's pitching as we speak against the Yankees. And so that forced the Rainiers to go to a bullpen game today. Ryder Ryan was chosen to open it. First three batters of the game all hit singles. Matos, Fitzgerald, and Welker for Sacramento, loading the bases with no one out. Then he walked Ford Proctor on four pitches to force in a run and make it one zip. It looked like a disaster could occur. And to Ryan's credit, He got a strikeout, a line out, and a fly out to end that inning with just the one run scoring. And it stayed 1-0 for a while. The Red Ears had a tough time with the Sacramento starter, Keaton Wynn, who tossed four shutout innings of one-hit ball. And it was still 1-0. We went to the fifth. This was after Andres Munoz was a highlight today, a 1-2-3-4th inning in which he retired the side in order with two strikeouts, 19 pitches. The Red Ears brought in Diego Castillo for the fifth. Welker hit a leadoff single, and Ford Proctor walked, and with two outs in the inning, the Red Ears had a chance to get out of it, but Ricardo Henavez pulled a double to left center, driving in a pair, and it was 3-0 Sacramento. They scored a insurance run of the ninth against Matt Wilrod, who just joined the team today from Everett, and Will Wilson greeted him with a double and eventually scored on a grounder by Tyler Fitzgerald to make it 4-0. Red Ears didn't score against the starter, Keaton Wynn, didn't score against the relievers Tanner Andrews, Chris Wright, or Eric Miller, although they did load the bases against Miller on walks in the eighth inning before he struck out Adam Engel, who had two hits in his Tacoma debut for the final out of the eighth. The Red Ears did get a run of the ninth against Nick Avila with one out. Mason McCoy doubled to left center. Cesar Hernandez then singled him in to make it 4-1, and the Red Ears avoided being shut out for the first time this season. But they didn't score anymore. Sacramento takes it 4-1, the final. Final totals today for Sacramento, 4 runs, 12 hits, 1 error. They left 10 on base. Tacoma, 1 run, 4 hits, no errors, 10 left on base. Winning pitcher is Tanner Andrews. He's 2-2. The loss goes to Ryder Ryan. He's 2-2. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 38 minutes. The attendance, 3,608. With the win, Sacramento's now 24-28 on the year, and the Red Ears fall to 25-27. These two teams meet again, and, five more times in this series, really. Tomorrow's game's going to be at 6.05 p.m. Tacoma starts Tommy Malone against Sacramento righty Sean Jelly. That is tomorrow at 6.05 p.m. This one goes to the Rivercats 4-1. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard when the Red Ears postgame show continues after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Sacramento beats Tacoma 4-1, the final score. We're checking the big league scoreboard now. Top of the seventh inning in Seattle, Yankees 8, Mariners 2. Yankees jumped all over Logan Gilbert today, scoring a bunch of runs early. Now Aaron Judge has hit a solo homer off Darren McCacken, and it is 8-2 Yankees in the top of the seventh inning. Some finals from the American League. Texas, yeah, they're cruising along. They've been really good and have had a great offense, and they scored 10 today. They beat Detroit in Detroit 10-6. Although the story is reliever Grant Anderson, who won in relief in his Major League debut for the Rangers. They just called him up from Round Rock. He struck out 7 in 2 2/3 innings and got the win in relief at Detroit. Baltimore defeats Cleveland 8-5. Anthony Santander was 3-for-4 with 2 doubles, a triple, and 3 runs batted in. Houston defeats the Twins 5-1 as Alex Bregman and Chaz McCormick each homered and drove in a pair. And Andrew Vaughn drove in 3 runs to lead the White Sox to a 7-3 victory over the Angels. In interleague games, Toronto beat Milwaukee 7-2 as both Vladdy Guerrero Jr. and Alejandro Kirk had three hits. The Reds had a grand slam from Jose Barrero on the way to a 9-8 victory at Fenway. The Reds have won four in a row. St. Louis defeats Kansas City 2-1 as Miles Michaelis tossed eight shutout innings and struck out 10. And the Cubs handed Shane McClanahan of the Rays a loss. Cubs 2, Tampa Bay Rays 1. First loss of the year for McClanahan. He's 8-1. Nico Horner with a homer for the Cubbies. And one interleague game in progress. Oakland trying to beat the Braves again. It's A's 1, Braves 1 going to the bottom of the ninth inning in Oakland. Maybe the A's will get them. National League, Padres and Marlins were tied 4-4 after 8, and San Diego scored 5 runs in the top of the ninth inning and beat the Fish 9-4. Mets shut out the Phillies 2-0. Kodai Senga, 7 shutout innings with 9 strikeouts to get the win for the Mets. And the other National League games are all in action right now. Diamondbacks lead the Rockies 5-0 in the 8th inning in Arizona. Pirates are up on the Giants 2-1 in the bottom of the 7th inning in San Francisco. And the Dodgers have a 4-3 lead over the Nationals in the top of the 7th inning at Dodger Stadium. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Tacoma, the Rivercats beat the Red Ears 4-1. We'll be back with more after this.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, Sacramento takes the opener of this series 4-1, the final score in this one, and got to credit their pitching today. The Red Ears have not been shut out this year, and they still haven't been, but they almost were today. They didn't get a run until there was one out in the ninth. Tacoma only had two hits through the first eight innings, both of them by the newcomer Adam Engel in his Rainiers debut. He was 2-for-4 with a double and a single and made the plays on everything hit his way in center field. But not much offense anywhere else. Rainiers playing without Jake Schiner in the lineup today due to a sore back, and Marlowe missed the last couple of games back in there today, but not as productive as we're used to seeing him in this one, 0-for-5. Zach Deloach had his 14-game hitting streak end, although he did draw a walk. He's reached base safely in 16 straight. But, yeah, not much offense today, and it all adds up to a 4-1 Sacramento win. The Rainiers did pitch well in a bullpen game after their starting pitcher got called up and thrown into a bullpen game. Held them to 4 runs, even though Sacramento had a dozen hits. But no offense. 1 run, 4 hits. Not going to cut it in the Pacific Coast League. Speaking of, let's check the scores. There was one other low-scoring game today. Sugarland beat Round Rock 5-4 in Round Rock, Texas. Salt Lake outlasted Albuquerque 11-9 in Salt Lake City. A shutout in Oklahoma City. The Dodgers beat Reno 7-0 as a series began between the top two teams in the league. Reno entered play today 7 games behind Oklahoma City. You can make it 8. They lose the opener 7-0. Reno had only 2 hits in that game. Oklahoma City had 13. And then El Paso and Vegas are tied 5-5 in the 5th inning at Las Vegas Ballpark. Well, the Red Ears will be back at it tomorrow at 6:05. Tommy Malone against Sean Gelly. And we'll start the pregame show at 5:55. And we'll see if the Red Ears can even up this series tomorrow against the tall man, Jelly, 6 feet 11 inches tall. We've seen a lot of him pitching against the Red Ears the last 2 years, and we're going to see it again tomorrow night at 6:05 p.m. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score today, Sacramento 4, Tacoma 1. Have a great night.